So, good morning. My name is Marvin Rock, and I don't have any personal financial relationships with commercial interests. Doesn't have anything else. You know how to
upload? Double click the. Go one more.
Okay.
The one below.
Okay. Okay, sorry about that. My particular presentation today will be on the effects of media exposure and direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs, patient demand, and patient satisfaction. So I really became interested in this particular topic after reading a book by Catherine Greider, The Big Fix, How the Pharmaceutical Companies Are Ripping Off the American Consumer. And my particular presentation just simply looks at if a person's or patients are exposed to this form of advertising, are they then in turn going into their physician's offices and requesting this medication? And from that subpopulation, are they then in turn satisfied? And I really thought this particular topic was interesting because it's multidisciplinary. It looks at public health, health economics, and other aspects of other disciplines. So today's presentation will outline the rationale of the study, give you a brief definition of direct-to-consumer advertising, the research questions and hypotheses, the conceptual model, an adaptive conceptual model, the data source, the multivariate and models, the analytical models, and the conclusions. So why prescription drugs? Prescription drugs are the fastest rising healthcare expense. Yes, I do admit that the pharmaceutical industries do participate in a lot of research and development. It's often cost them hundreds of millions of dollars. But in the United States, the money or the expense is often passed on to our consumers or the consumers via both the research and development as well as the advertising dollar. And it's leading to an increase in new medicines being approved and marketed. So there are also a lot of new growing consumer demand for new medications and for the intensification of prescription drug marketing that has led to DTCA, or direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs. So what is direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs? It's the promotion of drugs directly to the consumer through the following methods. You want to look at print, which is newspaper and magazines, broadcast, which is television and radio, and to a lesser extent, online, which is, can incorporate internet marketing, social marketing, Facebook, Twitter, and blogs, and to a lesser extent, family and friends and healthcare providers. My particular research, I wanted to focus on media exposure. So within that, I used a statistical process called factor analysis and created a construct of media exposure, which would look at the print, broadcast, and online. And then from there, I created a summated score looking at low, medium, and high exposure. So my research questions, what are the health determinants of patient demand? And to a greater extent, I wanted to look at the relationship between differing levels of media exposure of direct-to-consumer advertising prescription drugs. My hypothesis were, do differing levels of media exposure, high, medium, and low, affect patient demand? And does health insurance moderate the effects of media exposure and patient demand? And finally, are patients with higher levels of media exposure more likely to have patient satisfaction, adjusting for all other variables? So within this conceptual model, often when you're doing literature review, it's kind of harder or more difficult to find something that kind of encompasses what you wanted to do. Direct-to-consumer advertising didn't really fall into a lot of the other behavioral models. I actually did some research and found a local researcher here, Dr. Lisa Barrow at the University of California, San Francisco. She had actually was nice enough to offer me a unpublished paper on her conceptual model, which looks at healthcare utilization and behavior. She incorporated several constructs that I wanted to look at, and I created a adaptive model looking at my main independent variable, which is media exposure, my main dependent variable, patient demand, and to a lesser extent, patient satisfaction. So this particular study, my particular data set came from a secondary data set of the public health impact of direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs, which I actually found it through a repository at the University of Michigan, the Inter-University Consortium of Political and Social Research, and this is a particular study. It was actually a study done by a professor, Joe Weissman, at Harvard University in 2001-2002. So it was a cross-sectional study design looking at the public health impact of direct-to-consumer advertising with a sample size of around 3,000. It was a 20-minute telephone interview with a nationally representative sample of telephone households within the continental United States, and the persons had to be 18 years or older to participate. So because it was a particular survey, I looked and kind of operationalized a lot of these variables from the survey. So a lot of them were, of these particular questions were kind of Likert scale. So I recoded this information and made these particular variables either categorical or dichotomous. And because this particular sample was only 3,000, there was a weighted variable that made the sample more proportionate to the U.S. Census tract at that particular time. So this particular slide is just showing weighted social demographic and health characteristics of the study population, the proportion, and the sample size. The next slide shows the weighted distribution. Essentially, my main dependent variables, which were patient demand and patient satisfaction, how they were operationalized. And this says, essentially, 31% of the study respondents said yes, they had patient demand, and then 81% of these study respondents had patient satisfaction. So we, as well as doing the univariate analysis, the recoding, which is usually one of the most important aspects, I did a bivariate analysis using Wall chi-square, looking at the association between media exposure and other covariates with patient demand. The highlighted variables were the statistically significant with at least 95% confidence. As you can see, media exposure, gender, health status, and geographic location were significant. The next slide, I wanted to show the bivariate association between media exposure and other covariates with patient satisfaction. Again, the highlighted variables were statistically significant with at least a 95% confidence. So before I go into the multivariate analysis, I just wanted to give you just a brief overview of the analytical models. Because both my dependent variables were dichotomous, I used logistic regression. Patient demand was measured as yes, no, and patient satisfaction was better or worse. Looking at my models, I did 8 models, and looking at these particular models, I used media exposure for the first 3 variables in conjunction with patient demand, but these are some of the other covariates. Now, model 4 is a little, it's not necessarily a misnomer, but I use a particular interaction term that looked at media exposure, patient demand, and kind of a health insurance status, and the various aspects of media exposure along with it. And then the rest of the models are model 5 through 7 that looked at media exposure in conjunction with patient satisfaction. And this is how the measures of association and looking at the odds ratios. So before I really get into this particular slide, I just wanted to have you know that the significance level of 1 asterisk denoted of p-value of less than 0.05, 2 asterisk was p-value of less than 0.01, and 3 asterisk denoted a p-value of less than 0.001. And I won't go into the entirety of the model, but essentially what it says is if a person or patient had media exposure, they were 1.5 times significantly more likely to have patient demand as compared to low media exposure. And if a person or patients had high media exposure, they were approximately 2.3 times significantly more likely to have patient demand as compared to low media exposure. Now, this particular model was the interaction model that looked at logistic regression model that estimated the relationship between patients' levels of media exposure, patient demand, and the interaction term. As you can see towards the bottom, that's what I mean by the interaction term. It was a combination of media exposure and health insurance status. So at different levels, you saw low, high, and medium exposure in conjunction with health insurance status, yes, no, if they had it. And unfortunately, this was highlighted, but it was not significant in that between media exposure and patient demand. So in this particular model, looking at logistic regression estimates, the relationship between media exposure and patient satisfaction, controlling for all other variables, I found that patients with medium media exposure were approximately 2 times significantly more likely to have patient satisfaction as compared to low medium exposure. And then in Model 7, it shows that the adverse drug event variable and health-related quality of life variable were both statistically significant. So in conclusion, patients with higher levels of media exposure, and I mean medium and high exposure, are significantly more likely to have patient demand. The interaction term between patient demand and health insurance status was not a significant factor or moderator in the medium exposure patient demand variable. And finally, the patients with median level of media exposure are significantly more likely to have patient satisfaction, adjusting for all other variables, including adverse drug events, health-related quality of life, and social demographic variables and health status. And the future implications, I definitely think there needs to be further research on direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs and patient demand in relation to health outcomes. And we also need to look or readdress some of the current policies in this form of health communication. One primary example could be Vioxx. A lot of what we saw post-approval, Vioxx was a drug that was created to kind of, it was anti-arthritic, essentially. And what happened there was, when you really look at it, the cost was significantly more than regular aspirin. And I think the real, what Vioxx was created to do was help with kind of the GI bleeding issues. But after doing research on that particular drug, it was pulled from the markets in 2004, and it caused heart attacks and strokes and things of that nature. So I think there needs to be more policy changes regarding these kind of, or these forms, this form of advertising, because a lot of people, even physicians, change their prescription drug writing behavior at that particular time. So the post-approval risk-benefit analysis needs to be done, and a quicker evaluation of drugs that violate quality of life and economic claims, as well as reevaluating the current regulations of direct-to-consumer advertising. And I just wanted to acknowledge some of the following people, my committee, and as well as the University of Michigan, and Dr. Lisa Barrow, who I would have loved to met, but I'm not sure if she's here. And finally, my contact information if you wanted more information. So thank you.